The hacking scandal in the UK has unfolded at an extraordinary pace, with another major development as the week came to an end. News International's chief executive Rebecca Brooks' resignation was not a surprise. In fact, many were asking why it took so long. And others are wondering how such a successful global media organisation could so badly mishandle the management of this crisis. Washington correspondent Lisa Miller has crossed the Atlantic to join the ABC's coverage in London for what's set to be a dramatic week ahead.
There are only so many times you can say $14 trillion while explaining the US debt ceiling to an Australian audience. So after months of covering the unfolding economic crisis in America, I didn't need a second invitation to fly to London to help the ABC bureau there cover the crisis in Rupert Murdoch's world. The storm that's enveloped the world's biggest media mogul is now giving him headaches on both sides of the Atlantic. It took much longer for the US media to take an interest, but when the hacking of phones belonging to 9/11 victims' families became a possibility, America woke up to the story. An inquiry there will display the sensitivity of emotions relating to those devastating terrorist attacks 10 years on. On Tuesday in London, this story is going to get even bigger. Rupert Murdoch and his son James, who's chairman of News Corporation in Europe and Asia, will appear before the Culture, Media and Sport Committee to answer questions about what they knew and when they knew it. Rebecca Brooks will be there as well, but not as chief executive of News International. She's the highest profile scalp so far, but British MP Keith Vaz's response in an interview just hours after her resignation reveals how quickly things are moving.
I'm worried about answering questions like that because the only thing that I have heard is that Rebecca Brooks has resigned. Has there been something else that I need to know about?
No, just give us your reaction to that first and I'll ask you any other questions as and when.
All right, because this story, as you know, changes on the hourly basis.
For a media giant who's built his reputation on making smart moves at the right time, Rupert Murdoch's approach to this crisis is in question. He'd refused Rebecca Brooks's first two offers to quit, even though the calls for her to go reached a crescendo. Labour leader Ed Miliband.
When Rupert Murdoch says that News International have handled these allegations extremely well, I think people up and down the country will be thinking that really beggars belief.
All eyes will be on the 80-year-old when he fronts the parliamentary committee after spending days defending the way the corporation has handled the scandal. Bruce Guthrie is the former editor of the Murdoch tabloid The Melbourne Herald and the author of the book Man Bites Murdoch. He thinks Rupert Murdoch will be shocked to find himself in this position.
He would probably be saying that it's the establishment's revenge, that when he first kind of broke into British society with his purchase of the News of the World, he really felt himself as an outsider and said at the time that he never wanted to be known as a press lord and he certainly didn't want to be part of the British establishment. So he's probably consoling himself a little bit that this is what the British establishment does when there's an outsider who breaks in and, you know, it's kind of an ultimate recognition that that he got a lot further than they thought he would.
Rupert Murdoch will no doubt spend this week trying to prove this isn't the end of the road. This is Lisa Miller in London for Correspondence Report.